particular pleasure to welcome the President of the Stop the War Coalition, Tony Benn, to address this Assembly.
First thing to say is this is not a war on terror. It is a war on Iraq, a war on Afghanistan, and a threat to Iran. And it is nothing to do with terrorism. Otherwise, when Israel invaded the Lebanon and killed 1,400 people, you'd expected the British government to call for a ceasefire. Well, they didn't. When a Palestinian family was killed at Beit Hanun recently, the Prime Minister abstained when the vote came up in the House of Commons. This is a war for power and oil being presented as a war on terrorism. And I think if we say that, we're in a better position. I was looking at some of the American records on war. Between 1898 and 1934, the American Marines invaded Cuba 4 times, Nicaragua 5 times, Honduras 7 times, the Dominican Republic 4 times, Haiti 2 times, Guatemala 1 time, Panama 2 times, Mexico 3 times, Colombia 4 times. Washington intervened militarily in foreign countries more than 200 times. Now, that is just a very brief account of what imperialism is about. And when we had an empire, because when I was born, 20% of the population of the world was governed from London. It was about power. And I think if we're going to deal with this, we've got to be played about, and particularly in the Middle East, because we invaded Afghanistan in 1834, we occupied Egypt in 1882, didn't leave till 1955, and then went back again in 56 because the Nasser nationalized the canal and we did a collusion with Israel to make that look respectable. We were in Iraq after the collapse of the Ottoman Empire, and when you can see, understand what the Prime Minister's about. He's trying to piggyback on the back of American military power to recreate some pretense that the British Empire still exists. He said he took a tough decision. I tell you, the easiest decision you can take is to take orders from somebody more powerful than you are. And that's what happened when he went into Iraq. Now, of course, the dimension of this is so deadly dangerous is to turn this into a religious war. And the Islamophobia, which is one of the reasons why I have this meeting, is an attempt by the American and British governments to present this argument as a threat to our Christian heritage by Islam. It is a bloody lie. It has nothing whatever to do with religion. All the great religious leaders, Moses, Jesus, Muhammad, Buddha, taught us how to live together in peace. And then you get people who seize the religion and use it as a basis for power for themselves. And I think one of the great things, I've said this before, about the peace movement is we've built friendship with Muslims in Britain. And that friendship will be a really important feature in the future because there will be many, many Muslims in Britain who recognize that they have support from others at a time when they are under attack. I was trying to work out the definition of a moderate Muslim. I think it's a Muslim who doesn't mind that you've invaded his country and killed his people. He doesn't mind at all. And he's a moderate Muslim, and we should encourage moderate Muslims to take that view. Now, what has happened, of course, and this is the biggest story of all, is the Americans have been defeated in Iraq. Even the Prime Minister said it was a disaster, but he was still in favour of the disaster, I understand. We're being defeated in Afghanistan. After all, the Russians had 115,000 troops in Afghanistan. They couldn't win. One of the reasons they couldn't win was that Osama bin Laden was funded by the United States to get rid of the Russians. And, of course, Israel lost in the Lebanon and is engaged in an attempt to get control of the Middle East with Sheba Farm in Lebanon. They control Golan, belongs to Heights, belongs to Syria. They control. And, of course, they've taken the West Bank and Gaza. And what we are about, really, is a peace movement that connects our experience with the experience of other countries. I must tell you quite candidly, I'm more frightened about John Reed than I am about the likelihood that Al-Qaeda will take over this country. And I think it has to say this, because, you see, in supporting the Muslim right to their freedom, we're supporting our right to our freedom. This is a threat to us in the name of a war on terror. And it's also, as Kate has pointed out, it's not unconnected with the cost of the war, the Trident. For God's sake, what is the use of a Trident dealing with a suicide bomber? I remember when I was in Wales years ago, somebody said to me, Tony, what do you think of the hydrogen bomb as a detergent? He thought it was a detergent. And I said, well, I said it will certainly deal with all dirt in your house, but also deal with one or two other things as well. Now, this is the thing, when we're getting this case across, and we are a very broad movement, every hospital that's closed could be kept open if we weren't engaged in a war in Iraq. Every pensioner would be able to be free from the pain of having to go on a means test. Students saddled with debt, and it is a crime to waste the money and the skill of scientists on this war, which, apart from the fact it's illegal and immoral, is unwillable as well. And you see, very interesting in the United States, that election. We've been told for years we were anti-American. Well, now it turns out the Americans were anti-American because they got rid of Bush. And Bush's real problem is not that he was defeated in the election, though it must be a bit of an embarrassment for him, but the real problem is that he cannot win the war he has launched. And I think the peace movement are entitled to congratulate themselves on having warned people in advance throughout the whole period what we said was right. Not that we're trying in self-justification, but the warning we gave is correct. And that warning has spread well beyond the peace movement itself to people in the United States and Britain. And we have an opportunity now, it's a supreme opportunity, to build out of the disaster a world where human rights are respected, peace is respected, where people can work together to cooperate, to deal with the massive problems, the environmental challenge, poverty, disaster, which faces the human race. So that's what this movement is about. I'm very honoured to have been asked to be a nominal president of it, because I feel that what is being done by this movement in Britain and all over the world is the great hope for the world itself. And that, indeed, with my 10 grandchildren, is what I really care about. Thank you very much for listening.